Some Chicagoans are reeling from a mass shooting in Washington Park that shook the South Side last weekend. It is the largest shooting the city has seen all year. In response, an anti-violence group called Activists opened its doors to the victims and their loved ones to help them cope with the aftermath of the tragedy. WBEZ's Anna Savchenka has this story. And a note, the story includes a description of the shooting and the sound of gunfire.
On a recent afternoon, Crystal limps into the Activists' office on crutches. There's a waiting area set up in a corner, and she winces as she takes the seat.
Yeah, I got skinned in one knee and scraped on another knee and my elbow.
Crystal didn't want her last name used in the story. Still holding on to her crutches, she tells me she fell over as she tried to run for cover last Saturday night in Washington Park. She was at a picnic there, a reunion for the former residents of the Robert Taylor Homes. It's the public housing project she grew up in. It was demolished in 2007, forcing all the residents to find new homes. But the group has been meeting up ever since, hosting these picnics each year. Crystal says she was having a good time on Saturday.
Me, I just was going around dapping everybody in the blue shirts.
In other words, giving people fist bumps. Crystal took a video of it on her phone. She pulls it out to show me. In the video, you can see her making her way through the crowd with her flash on until the shots ring out. She says it got quiet for a couple of seconds. Then a second gun went off. She knew she needed to get out of there.
So I ran, dived, got up, ran, dived about three or four times until I was in between two trucks.
One man died in the shooting. Another 14 people were wounded. Although Crystal didn't get hit, she still feels paranoid.
Even on the way here, I was just thinking, like, what if, like, a bullet somewhere and I don't even know, because I had to keep asking people, like, do you see blood anywhere on me that I don't see? Because it's like, trust. If you were right there, you would have thought she was dead.
She says she came to the Activists' office to get counseling. Other victims got help with things like childcare costs, moving expenses. On the day of the shooting, anti-violence workers from Activists were also sent to Washington Park. William Edwards was on that team. He says they were trying to keep the peace.
The park is real huge, so it was a few picnics over there or a few gatherings where people was out there with their family or whatever the case may be.
Edwards says his team had left the park by the time the shooting happened.
I mean, by being so many of them, many gatherings, we can't be at all of them.
Edwards has been in violence intervention for close to a decade. He thinks a lot of these shootings are spurred on by social media.
If they shut down some of their social media pages when they go to doing that type of stuff, that'll cut a lot of this out. Because the word won't travel that you're talking about somebody else.
But the real problem, he says, is that people like the former Robert Taylor Homes residents have been displaced.
You move them in different areas. That sparked violence because people not used to other people in their area. One person, this group may head a certain way they did things. You can't come in somebody else's areas, start doing whatever you was doing over there. It's going to create a problem.
That's why the Robert Taylor Homes crowd was caught in the line of fire, says Edwards, even though he thinks the picnic may not have been the real target of the shooting. I'm Nasav Shankar, WBEZ News.